The new play, Holy Laughter, follows an Episcopal priest who finds that the reality of leading a church is radically and hilariously different than what she learned in seminary. As she wrestles with church finances, eccentric parishioners, changing sexual mores, and her own doubting human heart, Abigail struggles to make peace with the realities of contemporary church life. Wham did a reading of Catherine Trishman's play, How the World Began, as part of the inaugural 2014 Fresh Takes series, and it was very well received. Earlier this year, Wham Artistic Director Kristen Van Genhoven saw the first staged reading of her new play, Holy Laughter, at the Denver Center New Play Summit, where it had been commissioned. Catherine Trishman's plays include The Bridegroom of Blowing Rock, Crooked, How the World Began, Hot Georgia Sunday, and The Most Deserving. We welcome her to the roundtable this morning, along with Kristen Van Genhoven, Artistic Director of Wham Theater, and it's a delight to have both of you in Studio A. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. Let us begin with you, Kristen, of how this whole thing came to be.
Well, I think Wham has been super lucky because in February when I saw the first staged reading of this at the Denver New Play Summit, I never thought that a playwright of Catherine's stature would actually grant Wham the rights to do it. So I was closely keeping my eye on it. And when I saw that it might potentially be available, I contacted her. And thankfully, Catherine was excited about Wham's mission and about the opportunity for us to workshop the play by doing it as our main stage production. So she gave us the rights, and now here we are with our first preview happening tonight.
Give us a little bit of the history of this play as far as how long you've been working on it and how you got to of where it is in its maturation project, Catherine.
Well, the seed of this play began at a women's writers retreat called Hedgebrook in a little island off of State Washington. So I just did some, you know, churned out the pages at this little writer's retreat without much vision for production or idea of where it might land. And then I workshopped the play with the Denver Theater Center last winter. I brought that very ugly, wart-covered first draft to the Denver Theater Center and did a couple of drafts during that workshop with them, which is where Kristen saw it. So it's actually quite early still in its maturation process.
What is it, do you think, that brought you to look at an Episcopal priest who is dealing with these issues?
Well, certainly a lifetime of attending different Christian denominations let me know that there was a lot of comedy to be found there.
Amen.
Can we hear an amen?
So was there something you wanted to explore beyond that?
Certainly. But playwriting for me is a very intuitive process. So I didn't begin with a particular agenda or even a thematic idea. I really began with this character who was struggling theologically, socially, and struggling with leadership, frankly. The question of how do you lead a disparate group of people? And I really let the characters talk to me and tell me what it is they want to say.
When it's all said and done and you let them have their say, as it were, what do you think you come away with? And I guess this is a long way of asking the question of, are you there yet, of knowing fully what they want to say?
Not entirely. I do think that, you know, the play is about community and how a disparate group of people with their own, you know, idiosyncratic particular personality quirks come together to create something larger than themselves. I know that that's true, but I still have a lot of questions.
Mm. How does this fit into Wham's mission?
Oh, great question. Well, there are so many ways that it fits in. I mean, Catherine is a female playwright, not that we work exclusively with those, but we do feel a responsibility to try to help raise the percentage of plays that are being produced by women across the country. So that's one reason. And as Catherine said, the play is about community and people coming together for a larger reason. And Wham exists to take action for global and local women's issues. So the fact that we're putting on Catherine's play and giving her the opportunity to see it in a production and think about its next steps and how she might want to adapt it or change it to make the story clearer. And for that play to offer jobs to all the people that are working on it, as well as help our beneficiaries. I mean, through putting on Catherine's play this year, our beneficiaries are Hands in Outreach and Sisters for Peace. We always choose an organization and donate 25% of the box office proceeds to them. So this year, her production is going to keep 5 girls in school for all of 2016 in Nepal, as well as help 125 families rebuild after the Nepal earthquake earlier this year. Man. So it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
And one of the questions that the play asks is how do we help one another? How do we give charitably in a way that is effective, both locally and internationally, actually? So that is one of the questions of the play, which I think that WAM addresses so well as an organization.
You have seen in the early stages of rehearsal, you saw the play, correct?
Yes, I was here for the first week of rehearsal, and now I'm back for previews and opening.
Okay. So what is it like in that first week?
Well, we sit around the table and we listen to the play and we really break it apart moment to moment. We ask, is what this character is doing in this moment reasonable? Is it funny? Does it make sense? So we are doing the hard work of dramaturgy, which is really just looking at the script and how and why it works.
I would think that being in that room as an actor or as a director, would be wonderful to have the playwright there at your disposal to talk about and to understand the play. I also think it could be really awkward.
I think there's probably a little bit of stress happening that they know that Catherine's in the
audience. And I mean
tonight.
For them, and I mean for you.
I don't find that week stressful. I find this week stressful when we're finally revealing the play for an audience. But that first week is really fun because, you know, I don't come into the room with all the answers. I don't. I come into the room to discover things. And I'm very happy for the actors and the director to have answers because I don't always do.
So is there a time, obviously you've been through this process many times before. So
yes.
Is there ever a point where you look at it and say, okay, I'm here in the beginning of rehearsal. I come back and I say, all right, that is making more of a point or more of an emphasis on something that I feel that perhaps the spotlight should be a little to the left as opposed to the right. And I mean, geographically, not politically. So, I mean, does that happen?
That's a great question. Not as often as you think. Mm. I feel like usually I'm really on the same page as the director, and we've been in communication the entire time. So
sure.
While there are always certainly things to work on when I return, usually it's not that far afield. However, there have certainly been instances when I have returned and have thought, that is not my play.
Right.
That's not going to happen this time.
Which I would think is, look, it's your name on it. Right? It's
sure.
Your play.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's Holy Laughter by Catherine Trishman. So that is so the way it's represented, you have to be aware of that and say, oh, okay.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important that you choose your producer and your director carefully.
To understand.
To make sure that you are all on the same page and that they're dedicated to realizing really the vision that is on the page, that the play is the number one priority and not someone else's agenda.
Right.
And when Catherine gave us the rights, she, you know, requested to meet with the director and have phone conversations and make sure that she felt like they were on the same page, which has worked out really, really well.
Yes.
It is. We talk about this a lot with authors who give their books, their novels, or even nonfiction work up to Hollywood and say, mm-hmm. Okay, here it is. You make what it is. And this is much more control, of course.
Yes. I mean, I've done some screenwriting, and the screenwriter in filmmaking, if they aren't the director, really doesn't have much control over the final product. You know, film is really a director's medium. But the great thing about theater is that it is a writer's medium.
It is.
And the playwright maintains control of the copyright. Lines can't be changed. The meaning of the play really lies in the lap of the playwright.
So you'll be here for this week. The play runs through the 22nd of November. Will you come back later on to see the arc?
I probably won't, but you never know.
Well, it's okay. Thanks to a couple of generous donors that we were able to get her here twice. So that's pretty awesome for us. It's made a huge difference and been really great for the team to have Catherine here.
But again, the communication won't end. You'll still want to know how things are going.
Oh, certainly. We will certainly be in conversation. But I'll see the play a good 5 times this week.
So you get a good idea.
That may be enough.
I would think so. You're like, all right, I'm good. I've seen it. Is it weird to see your work, to see what you have worked with in solitary confinement, if you will, and then to have it out in the world and be in the room with them as it's being reacted to?
It's not weird. It's why I do theater, because I don't want to just write in my room alone. I would become too depressed. I love seeing what my collaborators come up with, and I love that audience feedback. I am greedy for those laughs.
Okay. The feedback of the performance. The talkbacks, though, not as much, right?
Oh, yeah. I would say, on the whole, writers aren't that keen on talkbacks. But it's great to sit in the audience and see and hear and feel what they're feeling.
I have seen so many of those where the poor writer or the director is on there, and they just...
You're really setting her up well
they
for Saturday night.
They just get eviscerated, and I feel so bad for them. I'm like, don't go away. You don't know. To me, it's akin to like going to your own funeral. I just thought, oh my God.
Yeah, that can be painful. But you know what? I've done them a lot.
Sure.
I have a thick skin.
Well, you almost have to do them, right?
You do. And the truth is that Kristen will I'm doing a talkback when?
Saturday night.
Kristen will be up there with me, and she will protect me.
Absolutely.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well,
she's a good producer like that.
Absolutely. Well, here's all you need to know, which is that playwright Catherine Trishman's new play is Holy Laughter. It is being produced by Wham Theater in Pittsfield, beginning Thursday through November 22nd. Wham Theater, that's WAM, Wham Theater, spelled the correct way, TRE, whamtheater.org for more information. And you're right in Pittsfield at...
Yeah, we're renting the St. Germain space in the Sedell and Lee Blatt Performing Arts Center.
Great. So all you need to know, whamtheater.org, and you can find it out there. Play runs through November 22nd. Kristen Van Ginhoven and Catherine Trishman, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful run, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.